Exclusive: Lara Trump bashes DNC for AI diss track in response to her single. By Emma Jo Morris on March 30, 2024. Lara Trump is bashing the Democratic National Committee, DNC, for releasing an artificial intelligence-generated diss track on Friday in response to her single Anything Is Possible. Trump released her original song at midnight on Friday, co-written and produced with Stacey Barth, who has also written for Rihanna, Britney Spears, and Katy Perry, among other top names. Jimmy Cozier also worked on the tune, as well as Danny Keys and DJ Fuse of the production collective The Pushers, who have worked with Kendrick Lamar, Nas, John Legend, Rick Ross, and Meek Mill. The song, which Breitbart News got an advance listen to, is about keeping faith and resilience and having the confidence to take risks. Have faith, believe, just trust, you'll see, anything is possible. The chorus goes, to a tune Trump plays on the piano. Hard traveling a winding road, full faith in the one who knows. I put my armor on and I stand for what's to come. Cause there's darkness before the dawn, the lyrics go. In response to the politically charged song, It Is Not, according to TMZ, Democrats released a song, written and performed by AI, taking shots at the newly appointed Republican National Committee, RNC, co-chair. Related: Lara Trump outlines plan for 2024 if elected RNC co-chair. Lara Trump, what's going on? You're running the RNC but it's a sad song, the song begins. Fundraising's low, can't make the mark, Republicans are losing, it's getting dark. Lara, Lara, what have you done? The party's falling down, it's no longer fun, it goes on. In lyrics that do not make sense, presumably because a computer wrote them. However, Republicans are not losing, according to The Real Clear Politics, RCP, polling average, which has had former President Donald Trump leading President Joe Biden for the entire month of March. Trump also leads Biden, and the rest of his likely general election opponents, in 6 of 7 critical swing states, according to a Morning Consult/Bloomberg News poll, Breitbart News reported. He is ahead in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and Wisconsin and is tied in Michigan. An Emerson College/Nexstar media poll has Trump ahead of Biden by 9 points in Ohio. RCP shows Biden's approval rating at 40.1%, while 56.5% disapprove of the president's performance in office, well below the historic threshold for the incumbent to win re-election, as Breitbart News has previously reported. As for the RNC's ability to attract donations since Lara Trump took the helm, she told Breitbart News that the DNC should take a deep breath before we release our next fundraising numbers. Fascinating that with the presidential candidate holding the lowest approval rating of any incumbent in history, this is where the DNC is focusing efforts. Trump told Breitbart News, hitting back at the claims that the DNC made an auto-tune. LJ Fino, president of First Class Label Group and executive producer of Trump's music, bashed the Democrats in a statement to Breitbart News for going after a female artist while claiming to be a champion of women, adding, "When they go low, Lara will go high." It is incredibly disheartening to see the DNC release a cringeworthy diss track directed towards a talented and multifaceted woman, Fino said in a statement. To borrow a phrase from the former First Lady, "When they go low, Lara will go high." For a self-proclaimed champion of women political party to try and start some sort of music beef is absolute comedy. I'm happy that Lara has inspired them to tap into their creative side, even though they used artificial intelligence to do so. He continued, taking a swipe at the political operatives for responding with a song that a machine created in one day, comparing it to Trump's multi-month project, which included the collaboration of a variety of artists. This song, and those that will follow, have been a great creative outlet for me over the past several months. I have truly enjoyed every aspect, from writing to recording in the studio to tweaking the musical arrangements, and I'm excited to share my passion for music with the world, Trump told Breitbart News on Tuesday, before the release of her new tune. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at jmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.